Blog Talk Radio.
Praises, all of the glory, all of the honor. Hallelujah. We thank him for another opportunity to come. Hallelujah. As we come in fellowship, hallelujah, in different physical locations, but in the same spiritual location. Hallelujah. Inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit. Hallelujah. We come confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission as we honor the name of the Lord, our God. He is worthy to be praised, and there is none like him in all the earth. We confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, and we embrace the gifts of a brand new day that the Lord God has graciously given unto us. And we tell him, thank you. Thank you for who he is to us. Thank you for who we are to him. Thank you for who we are one to another. The Lord God, he is good all the time. And all the time, the Lord God, he is good. So we bless him and we tell him thank him over and over, over and over and over again. We can't stop praising your name, Father. Hallelujah. And we thank you, hallelujah, for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for everything that you are doing for us. And we thank you even for the things yet to be revealed. And most of all, Father, the gift of eternal life, that when this life is over, Father God, hallelujah, we have an eternal resting place, hallelujah, with you forever, 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 and forevermore. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. So have your way, and we say thank you. Hallelujah. Anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thank you, Father. We bind every spirit of distraction that will come to interfere in us receiving from you on today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord on this beautiful day that the Lord God, he has made. Amen. And we are rejoicing in it. And we want to thank you for being here with us on today. Another day that we do what we do every day. This day is no different from yesterday, and it's not going to be any different from tomorrow, because every day we meet on this platform to lift up the name of Jesus. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and I bring you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is Lord. We welcome all of our visitors, first time, second time, third time, every time. We thank you for being here with us on today, and we invite you to have a seat at the table. Amen. A meal is about to be served by the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we invite you to please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen and amen. In the book of St. John, chapter number 15, verse number 7, amen. And it reads, hallelujah, like this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, hallelujah, if ye abide in me, if you abide in me, if you, hallelujah, remain in me, abide in me, and my words abide in you. He says that ye can ask whatsoever ye will, and it shall be done. It shall be done unto you. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for the blessed word of God, for the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. We want to talk to you for a few minutes today from a subject, the magnificent prayer answerer. The magnificent prayer answerer. And we thank God, beloved, amen, because all throughout the Bible, amen, from Genesis to Revelation, amen, the Lord, amen, encourages us, amen, through prayer, the call to prayer, that he is available to us when we pray. He is not an absentee father, amen, but the call to prayer is the Father's invitation to enter into his presence. It is the Father's invitation to enter into the throne room, beloved. And we read, amen, and we are encouraged through the word that prayer is the voice of faith to the Father. Prayer is the living word on the lips of faith. And we thank God for, amen, the privilege to pray, the faith to pray, because prayer gives a voice to our needs. And this is why he tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4, verse number 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Prayer allows us to come boldly into the throne room of the Father, and when we are there, we receive illumination, and God will give us advanced knowledge to pray as we ought to pray. Prayer is our ability to stand in the gap and intercede for nations, to intercede for cities, communities, churches, to intercede for leaders and families, and just ordinary people, so that the will of God can be enforced over and above the plans of the enemy, because the devil definitely has plans. Amen. But the power of prayer will triumph every go round. And beloved, in the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, amen, in the Garden of Eden, there was no need for prayer. Man had unrestricted communion and fellowship with God already. Man spoke, and whatever he said was established. Man, he named the animals. All of the animals was named by him. Every word that came out of his mouth, amen, was established. See? Hallelujah. And also the woman. He named the woman. Glory be to God. Whatever man needed, God knew beforehand, and he supplied it even before man even asked him. God has supplied it. Well, glory be to God. We see, beloved, in the beginning that God had provided a garden. God provided four rivers. God provided substance for food and companionship. Even before man needed it, man had dominion. So, beloved, amen, making our request known to God allows us to experience the manifestation of God in our lives, as well as discover what he is capable of doing. Prayer is a tool, and prayer is a mass weapon of destruction, and it is available to anyone in Christ. In prayer, we discover the authority of the name of Jesus and how to use it. We embrace the ability of the one dwelling in us, and we receive a revelation. Prayer will give us revelation of our rights and privileges in Christ. And this is the reason why Jesus told us in Luke chapter number 18, verse number 1, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Prayer is also an opportunity to fellowship with God. It is an opportunity to commune with God. Our prayer life creates intimacy with God. And during these times, you have the opportunity to pour out of your heart to God, and God has the opportunity to reveal his plans and his purposes to you. Prayer is a time when divinity meets with humanity for the fulfillment of divine purposes. Oh, we thank God, amen, for prayer and prayer power. Beloved, what is prayer? Prayer is a spiritual weapon that enables us to access the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a guided missile. Prayer transcends boundaries, and prayer knows no limits. The sky is not the limit. Straight from earth to heaven is the power of prayer. Prayer overrides the enemy, and prayer exposes the enemy's agenda. It is in the place of prayer that the will of God is enforced and that his kingdom is made manifest on earth and among men. Now, that is why, beloved, we read in Luke chapter number 11, verse number 2, when Jesus instructs us to pray that thy kingdom come, and let thy will be done. Glory be to God. He didn't say preach, hallelujah, that your kingdom come. He didn't say sing that your kingdom come, but he said pray that thy kingdom come. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Jesus told us in the word, beloved. Hallelujah. St. John chapter 14, verse 13, hallelujah, he says, and hallelujah, that whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Jesus said, anything you ask, anything, anything, this is how powerful prayer is. This gives us access to God. Amen. Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened on you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. St. John chapter 15, verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will remain, so that whatever ye ask the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. Fruit, 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 fruit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And beloved, and this is what we see. This is the key to prayer that so many people are missing. Amen. Hallelujah. God does not want you to miss, hallelujah, out on your prayers. Beloved, we see all throughout the Bible. Amen. Moses prayed. Moses prayed, amen, and asked God to show him his glory. Moses prayed and asked for help from his own people. We see where Jabez prayed, amen. He prayed for strength and protection. Jabez prayed for increase, and God answered. God answers Moses' prayer. God answered Abraham's prayer. Abraham prayed for Sodom, amen, and God answered. Abraham prayed for a son, amen, and God answered. We see where Elijah prayed. Elijah prayed, amen, for rain, amen. He prayed that God would hold up the rain, and God answered. Then he prayed that God would send the rain, amen, and God answered. Amen, we see where Elisha prayed, amen. Elijah prayed, amen, that God would open his servant's eyes, and God answered. Amen, we see where Queen Esther prayed. She prayed for favor with the king, and God answered. We see where Hannah prayed, amen, and Hannah was barren, amen, and she wanted a son, amen, and God answered and gave her Samuel. We see where King David prayed. He prayed for guidance from his enemies, and God answered. We see here, amen, where he prayed and asked God to hide, amen, hallelujah, his word in his heart, and God answered. We see where Solomon prayed for wisdom, amen, and God answered. We see where Daniel prayed, amen, giving thanks unto God, and God answered. We see where Jonah prayed, amen, for God to rescue him, and God answered. We see where Samson prayed that God will, that he would have regained strength, amen, and God answered. We see where Peter prayed, Lord, save me, amen, and God answered. We see where Paul prayed, amen, for the body of Christ, for their growth, for their maturity, and for their peace. And we see where God answered. Beloved, we even see where Jesus prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. He prayed that our strength would fail us not, and God answered. He prayed that the world would know him, beloved. Hallelujah. And God, amen, answered. Hallelujah. Our God is a magnificent prayer answerer, beloved. Hallelujah. Whatever we ask God in prayer, hallelujah, he tells us in John 14:13, he said, I will do it. He also tells us in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 14, and this is the confidence that we have towards him, hallelujah, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, hallelujah. And beloved, if he hears us, because, hallelujah, he tells us in Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. But let us go back to our scripture. Amen on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As we close, amen, hallelujah, But there is a condition. Hallelujah. He says, if we abide in him, if we abide in him, and my words abide in you, then ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Beloved, hallelujah. We see here, glory be to God, that for us to live a fruitful life is a condition. It is, hallelujah. This is a condition that God has made. He wants us to be fruitful. He told Adam in the beginning, be fruitful, multiply, take dominion. Hallelujah. And beloved, we are only fruitful when we abide in him. There's no other way to be fruitful in God unless we are abiding in God in prayer. Beloved, abiding is a daily choice. Daily, not weekly, not monthly, not yearly, not occasionally, but it is a daily choice, amen, that we must make. Hallelujah. And this is why the scripture says, if it reveals that abiding is conditional. Why? Because you may abide or you may not abide. You get to choose your abiding status. You get to choose if you want to abide. You get to choose if you want to not abide. What does it mean to abide? Abide means to remain in God. It means to stand fast in God. It means to wait for God. It means to hold your position in God. Glory be to God. See, beloved, hallelujah, there is a difference, hallelujah, than some people think because they're saved that they are abiding in Christ. But it is a difference. Glory be to God. And I want you to walk away, hallelujah, with, if nothing else today, I want you to walk away and knowing that there is a difference. Amen. When the Lord tells us to abide in him. See, hallelujah. See, beloved, when the moment you are saved, the moment you give your life to Christ and your life to Christ by faith, amen, you are in Christ. You are in Christ, amen. So, hallelujah, now you are abiding in Christ. To be in Christ, you receive salvation. See, but to abide in Christ, beloved, hallelujah, when we abide in him, that releases the benefits of our kingdom inheritance. And this is why you have so many Christians who do not have the benefits of the kingdom. They do not have the benefits of the inheritance because they got saved. They're in Christ, but they are not abiding, hallelujah, in him. They are not remaining in him. They are not standing fast in him. They're not waiting for him. They're not holding their position in them. Beloved, not every believer gets access to the benefits of their inheritance. And if you choose not to pray every day, then you choose not to abide in him. There is no other way that we can abide in Christ without prayer. There is no other way. To abide in him requires daily fellowship. And it's only one way we have daily fellowship with him is we do this in prayer. That's the only way. And this is why he tells us, hallelujah, in, hallelujah, St. John 15:7, how he says, if you abide in me, if you remain in me, glory be to God, if you stand fast in me, if you wait for me, if you hold your position in me, if you fellowship with me, if you have a prayer life with me, then he says, hallelujah, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, because Jesus is the word, hallelujah, he said, then you will ask whatever you wish and it will come to pass. And beloved, and this is the reason why so many Christians are not getting their prayers answered. They're praying, amen, but because they do not have an abiding relationship, Glory be, because they do not have a daily fellowship with God. They only pray when they get in trouble. They only pray when their back is against the wall. They only pray when it's convenient to pray. But they don't check in and have fellowship with him. Glory be to God. And he gave us the promise here. See, beloved, we release his abiding presence when we pray daily. God's presence is released. And if his presence is released, his glory is released. If his glory is released, his blessings are released. And God owns everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. There is no lack in the Lord's kingdom. There is nothing, amen, that he will withhold from us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is his pleasure to give it to us. And we receive it in prayer, but only from abiding. Glory be to God. And so we have Christians, amen, glory be to God, that give their life to Christ, but they do not abide with Christ. They do not follow Christ. They do not remain with Christ. They do not stand fast with Christ. They have no daily fellowship with Christ. They thought all they had to do was just confess with your mouth, amen, and believe in your heart. See, but they have still yet to learn that that is not it. Glory be to God. Yes, you will be saved when you give him your heart, but you will live powerless. You will live, amen, without receiving your kingdom inheritance. You will have none of the benefits of your kingdom inheritance unless you abide in Christ. And this is why we have broke Christians. This is why we have sick Christians. This is why we have Christians that's struggling and holding on and living at the bottom of the totem pole. And they're wondering what's going on. And that's because they are not abiding. They are not abiding. Glory be to God. In prayer. In prayer. It's only one way to abide. There's no way we can have daily fellowship with God without a prayer life. That is the only way. That is our only connection to him is in prayer. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, and then the Lord tells us when we abide, when we remain in him, when we have this the prayer life, when we are appropriating, amen, the privileges, amen, and the command that is given us, then he tells us that we will be fruitful. Fruitful, fruitful, fruitful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse number 6. Hallelujah. Let's just back up right here. Glory be to God as we wrap up on this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It says here, hallelujah, I am the vine and you are the branches. The one who remains in me, look at it, verse number 5, the one who remains in me, the one who abides with me, the one who stands fast with me, the one who waits on me, the one who holds their position with me, the one who prays to me when the daily fellowship, spending time with me, intimacy with me. Jesus says, he is the one, she is the one who remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. God don't want you in lack. God don't want you stingy. God don't want you just barely making it from paycheck to paycheck, from week to week, from month to month. He says here, glory be to God, hallelujah, they will bear much fruit, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Everybody wants the 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold blessing, beloved, but what are you doing to get it? You must have an active daily communion with God in prayer. You must be abiding with him. Then he can release and unlock your inheritance. Then you can cash in
and be a cash cow, not just in the financial arena, in every arena. God wants us whole, completely whole, in our spiritual life, in our physical life, in our mental life, in our relationships, in our finances, in our endeavors. He wants us completely whole, to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. But you can't do it without a prayer life, because your prayer life is what's going to bring forth the fruit. We're trying to bring forth fruit with no prayer. We're not planting any seeds of faith, but we're looking for a harvest with no seeds. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. And the more you pray, amen, the closer you get, hallelujah, the deeper you go into the realms of the spirit, where God will now begin to reveal his revelations to you and enlightening the eyes of your understanding, and also to reveal his secrets to you. And you best believe God's secrets are rich, they are wealthy, and they are mind-blowing. Hallelujah. They will unlock mysteries and supply every need. So he says here, I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me. That's the key word there. Remain, 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 remain. And I in him will bear, that person will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. The world is trying to get it done without Jesus. Jesus said, you can't do it without me. The world is trying to get it done without a prayer life. Jesus said, you can't do it without me. The world is trying to get it done. The Christian world is trying to get it done without abiding. This is why they're living their own life. Because somebody told them it was okay. But they didn't tell them that they was going to suffer the consequences, that when you are not abiding in Christ, you open doors, legal doors for the enemy to come in and now wreak havoc in your life, where that door would have been closed through an abiding prayer and through God's abiding presence. Then he goes on and says, if anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are gathered up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Burned up, burned up, burned up. Why? Because there's no abiding. All of your labor is in vain. You're putting your money in pocketbooks that got holes in the bottom. Your money is missing. Your joy is missing. Your peace is missing. Some start to missing. Why? Because it's being thrown away. Why? Because you're not abiding. You're not pressing in. You're not giving it no effort. You have no desire. Glory be to God for intimacy with God. There's no hungering. There's not no thirst. He who hungers and thirsts after the righteousness shall be filled. It's not what you want. You're not in love with him. Glory be to God. And so he says, for those who do not abide, amen, hallelujah, your life is in vain. Because without me, you can do nothing. But then he encourages us in verse 7. He said, however, if, circle the word if, you choose. God's not going to make you choose. He's not going to make you pray. He's not going to make you love him. He's not going to make you spend time with him. He see you spending time with everybody else, but slacking up on him. Glory be to God. No time for him. You'll get around to him. When you get around to him, you're tired. You can't give him your best. You give him your leftovers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. But he says, but if you remain in me, if you abide with me, if you spend intimacy with me in prayer, because that's the only way you're going to abide with me, and my words remain in you, he said, ask whatever you wish, whatever, whatever, Anybody got any whatevers this morning? Hallelujah. And it shall be done. And it shall be done. He is a magnificent prayer answerer. Magnificent. Anything. Some of us, amen, we find we still try to rise to that because we really don't believe it. We really don't believe that we can come to him and ask him anything. We got these small prayer petitions, amen, that we keep praying over and over again. We're scared to come out the box. We're scared to pray for big things. We're scared to pray for new things. We're scared to pray for different things because we don't think God will answer it. Because we think it's too much for God to do. When he told us that anything, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, no, he's better than the genie in the bottle. Hallelujah. He's better than the genie in the bottle. He said, ask anything. Hallelujah. In my name. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give it to you. He said, the only reason you don't have it is because you haven't asked. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. He said, hallelujah. You haven't asked. You haven't received the faith to ask me. Hallelujah. So, beloved, fruit is the secret. Fruit is the secret. We can only bear fruit and be fruitful. We can only exercise our dominion mandate in prayer. That's it. How you live a life of good success in prayer. How do you walk close with God to get God to reveal to you his secrets in prayer? How do you receive revelations and insight and God opens the eyes of your understanding in prayer? How do you become so fruitful, amen, and rich, Abraham, in prayer, the disciples in prayer? All of God's disciples, amen, hallelujah, was rich. They had more than enough. More than enough. That's the definition of wealth, beloved. You might not be a millionaire or billionaire, but let me tell you, you're going to have more than enough in prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, prayer is a necessary, is a daily necessity. Daily necessity. Not weekly, not monthly, not yearly, not occasionally. It is a daily necessity for daily triumph. You must pray. And when you pray, and when you keep on praying, when you keep on praying, when you're following him, hallelujah, when you're close to him, when Jesus is the love of your life, hallelujah, you come to him to know his will. You come to him, hallelujah. You're so close to God, you can hear his heartbeat. You want to know the desires of his heart. You want to know what can you do. Not necessarily what God can do for you, but you want to know what can you do for God because of the love relationship. You abiding in him and he abiding in you. Glory be to God. That's deeper. That's more deep. Amen. That when, we know when a man and a woman come together in holy matrimony, the two become one. Huh? But guess what? Our relationship with Christ is even more intimate than that. Hallelujah. And beloved, we will find out, hallelujah, you will live a life and you will be able to testify that God is a magnificent prayer answerer. He's magnificent. Hallelujah. He cares. He hears. If my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God said, I'll hear you. I'll answer you. I'll heal the land. He said, Solomon, what you want? Solomon told him what he wanted. He said, guess what? I'm going to give you what you want, and I'm going to give you some extra. I tell you, God is the God of the extras. Hallelujah. God will give you extra. Glory be to God. He just ain't going to give you what you need. He's going to give you more than what you need. Ephesians 3 and 20 says, now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He gave Daniel what he needed. He gave Jabez what he needed, what they asked for. Hallelujah. No one said you got to qualify. Your qualification is your relationship. That's all. Hallelujah. Because the closer you get to him, hallelujah, the more holy you're going to be. The closer you get to him, the more your flesh is going to die. The closer you get to him, it's the closer you going to want to be to him. Hallelujah. Your position. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your abiding in him is your qualification. Beloved, we know when we get the heart of a person, you can get anything that person has. You can get anything that person has. If we're going to talk to anybody, why don't we talk to the man that has it all? And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He is the magnificent prayer answerer. He always responds in his time. Not necessarily your time, but he's going to respond in his time in due season. We know that he's always the slowest man, but let me tell you, he's never late and never a dollar short. And he's always on time. You can trust God's timing. Will you pray? Will you pray? And will you keep on praying? Will you pray and keep on praying? Glory be to God. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. We want to come back to you. Amen. In our Bible study this week. Amen. And we want to talk about the different types of prayer. We want to talk about the different types. There are different types of prayer that most people don't know about. We want to break that down for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can get in when you fit in and stay there and stay there and stay there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm about to get the altar call, but I'm reminded of, hallelujah, brother, amen, Brother Murdoch shared a testimony. He shared how his father was a prayer warrior. And all his father did was pray. He said his father would spend anywhere from 6 hours to 8 hours a day in prayer. But when he came out of prayer, and that 1 hour, his 1 hour, amen, God would work miracles for him. Amen. He would pray for 6 hours and come out and go into a meeting and walk out with millions of dollars in contracts. Amen. Glory be to God. And all type of miracles would take place in 1 hour after he had prayed for six, prayed for seven, prayed for eight. God will reveal to you the mysteries. God will reveal to you the answers. You will never lose. You will never lose. Don't let the devil make you think you're wasting time or you got better things to do. There is no better thing to do. God will take you straight there. Hallelujah. When you pray. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Now, if you do not know Jesus, and for those of you, we want to take Holy Communion today. If you do not know Jesus, the Bible tells us to pray in Jesus' name. The Bible tells us to have faith in God. A lot of people are praying, but they're not praying, amen, to the God with the big G. Your first step is to make sure that you are born again. You must be born again. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Ask God to forgive you. It's a simple prayer. Repeat after me. Father, I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me for all of them. I ask that you would save my soul as I open my mouth, as I open my heart, and I confess the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I invite him in to sit on the throne of my heart, to lead me, to guide me. Thank you for saving me. Now, Father, help me to abide in you. Help me to follow you. Help me to maintain and remain in you and draw closer to you every day as you show me the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen and amen. Beloved, the Bible tells us, amen, as often as we partake of the Lord's communion, we're going to be doing, we did an in-depth teaching on Holy Communion, and we're going to be coming back in the very near future and do another series on Holy Communion so we can know the importance of Holy Communion, the significance of Holy Communion. Matter of fact, it's a commandment that we partake of the Lord's body. And you can't do it too often. You can really partake every day. Glory be to God. You don't have to wait for a special occasion. You don't have to wait for Easter or Christmas. Glory be to God. But every day. We want to do it today. Amen. Beloved, if you don't have any matzah, don't be overly concerned. This is all symbolic. Those who are not believers, they get a little confused when they hear you say that you're going to be partaking of the body and the blood. They think you have become a cannibalist, and they can't understand why you're going to be eating somebody's body. Okay, so this is why we're going to be teaching on that. Okay, but it's all symbolic. So if you don't have matzah, grab a little pretzel, grab a little bread. Amen, hallelujah. Even if you got a cookie, amen. Whatever you have. Amen. We're going to bless it. Amen. And as we partake of the blood, amen. If you don't have grape juice, get apple juice, orange juice, get water. Amen. Get a little sip of wine. You're going to be okay. Glory be to God. You're not going to hell for sipping on some wine. Huh? Get what you got. Get what you got. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, the Bible says, as often as we partake of the Lord's communion, he tells us, amen, not to forget to partake. Amen. Why? In remembrance of what Christ did for us. See, it is because of the prayer that Jesus prayed that we can pray. It is because of the sacrifice that Jesus made that we can pray. And we can go straight to the throne room of heaven with our prayers and get our prayers answered every time. It's because of what Jesus did. It's because, amen, that his body was broken and his blood was shed as intercessor, our chief intercessor and a propitiator of our sins. It is because of his sacrifice that we can live this type of supreme, godly, favorable life, blessed life, because of what Jesus did. And we always want to remember. That's why we partake of Holy Communion. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we partake now, Father God, this matzah, bread, or whatever it is, Father, that we are about to partake of, which represents the body of our Lord and Jesus Christ that was broken for us. And, Father God, we ask that you would bless it, Father God, as we eat this in remembrance, and we are grateful for the sacrifice that Jesus paid, because we realize that he did not have to do it. And as we partake of, Father God, the juice, which represents the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was shed for us, the power in the blood, the redemption in the blood, salvation in the blood, the blessing in the blood, deliverance in the blood, everything in the blood. Thank you for that blood that was shed. Because we realize he didn't have to do it, but he did. Because you loved us that much, and he loved us that much. And so now we partake to say we love you back. And Father God, if we have sins in our lives, as we know we cannot take communion over practicing sin, because that's dangerous territory. And you said because of that, some people are in the graveyard right now. They died early because they kept taking communion over unconfessed sin. It's a dangerous place to be. But if we sin, you said, let us confess our sins, and you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father God, we ask that you would forgive us, because we know if we remember or not, we done messed up somewhere.
we said, we just going to be truthful. We might not even remember, but we know we did something. We said something. God, because you know that we still trying to get it together. So forgive us. Forgive us right now. And we thank you for your faithfulness to do so. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. This is the body of our Lord and Jesus Christ that was broken for you and for me. Let us eat together. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, 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 thank you, God. Oh, thank you. Amen. Amen. Let us partake of the blood. Amen. This is the blood. This juice represents the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that was shed for you and for me. Let us drink together. Amen. Amen. And amen. Oh, thank you, God. Woo! Thank you. There was power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the prayer. Just blood of the Lamb. Amen. This concludes our service for today. Amen. If you desire to be a blessing to the ministry, amen, and to sow, amen, a seed, amen, hallelujah, your financial support into the work of the ministry, hallelujah, into the soil of the word in this part of the vineyard, you can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Glory be to God. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania. Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Pennsylvania, 19038. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And we thank you for your faithfulness and giving. Amen. Hallelujah. And for those of you who gave your life to Christ today, please email us at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. We just want to hear your testimony, and we want to pray with you, and we want to pray for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, amen, come back. Amen. We're meeting on this platform 7 days a week. So we got some brand new announcements that's coming forth. We are excited. We are excited. We are excited, amen, what the Lord is doing, amen, in and through, amen, his people, amen, at this particular season. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we thank you for teaching us, amen, the value of abiding in you, which unlocks our kingdom inheritance. Father God, it's time for your people to receive their inheritance. Father God, let them know that they're holding up their own blessing when they do not abide with you in daily prayer. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that you are the magnificent prayer answerer. We thank you for all the prayers that you've already answered, the ones that you're answering now, and even the ones yet to be revealed. We thank you for all the souls that have given their life to you, Father God, by faith today. Thank you for these precious souls born again in your kingdom. We say thank you for them, Father. Now we ask that you would lead them and guide them, that they will get rooted and planted, Father God, in a solid ministry and a solid church under a God-fearing leader, Father God, that's going to help them to grow and help them to mature. We thank you for all those who are sowing into the soil of your kingdom today, Father, that seed, Father God, as they name that seed, Father God, hallelujah, and that seed will bring back to them 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. And we thank you most of all for the seed of faith
In Jesus' name, and the seed of prayer. Thank you. Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We refuse to be in the right place at the wrong time today. And we thank you for your angels leading us, guiding us, and escorting us around all type of trouble, dilemmas, Father God, and premature death. Thank you, Father, that we will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the church said amen, 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 and amen. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful afternoon. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
I bow my knee. I bow my knee.